Beginning as we always do, by making sure that we're comfortable, by feeling into our sitting or lying posture, and allowing ourselves to become aware of exactly how we're feeling right now. So we can become aware of the sensations in our bodies. We can also, if we wish, become aware of the sounds that surround us. We can become aware of what's happening in our minds right now. Whether our minds are full of thoughts or feeling relatively calm and peaceful. Whether we're having positive or negative thoughts. And the invitation is really just to become aware of exactly what's going on with us in this moment. If you like, the totality of our experience. And as we do that, we can also be aware of the processes of the mind as it tries to pass judgment on whatever we're experiencing, whether the mind is trying to distract ourselves from things that we don't want from a particular part of our experience, whether we're suppressing or whatever. Becoming aware of what the mind is doing, as well as the totality of our experience. And bringing all of that experience now to the breath so that we're breathing with it. Breathing in and opening to it. Breathing out and releasing. Breathing in, breathing out. Being aware of everything that we're experiencing. And moving on, the invitation is to contemplate all of our experience right now, as hopefully we're resting with it and breathing with it, and to contemplate the fact that this is just being human. That what we're experiencing right now is what everybody else experiences. that there is nothing that we have ever felt, thought, suffered, whichever way you wish to put it, that millions of other people have not thought, felt, and suffered, and will continue sadly to do so. So in a very real sense, there's nothing unique or different about any of us. The difficulties we have, the suffering that we feel, is shared with countless millions of other people. And maybe it's worth just spending a few minutes breathing and resting with that feeling, that contemplation of being human in common with everybody else. Maybe whilst we're contemplating the fact that we're just human like everybody else, we can also recognize that when we see somebody else who's in trouble, who's suffering, we usually feel a desire to be kind and caring towards them, perhaps even to be loving and compassionate. Because we really don't like seeing other people suffering, and there's an innate desire in all of us to help. So somehow it seems very natural to want to help. To help others and to relieve their suffering. But it seems very difficult to take that kindness and caring and the love and compassion, if you wish, and apply it to ourselves. So again, the invitation is just to spend a few minutes contemplating how it feels to be kind and caring towards ourselves, to be understanding of our negativity and our suffering, perhaps even to empathize with ourselves. Just contemplating how it would feel to be friends with ourselves. To be loving towards ourselves, perhaps even developing a sense of self-compassion. So just breathing with that just now, seeing if we can feel it for just 2 or 3 minutes.